This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com. We're about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case loving you.
All right, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DR-DAHLIA, 1-877-DOCDALI. So a few days ago, I talked about how anti-Semitism is, you know, not just a Jew problem, Jewish problem. If we see hatred and we see bigotry and divide towards one group, it could very easily extend to any group. You know, if that's in human nature, you know, don't think that you're going to be spared from that just because you don't keep kosher or, you know, celebrate Hanukkah. Whenever there's a hatred or evil in a person, that could extend to anybody. Unfortunately, paranoia can also bring out the worst in people. And one of Ezekiel Emanuel, one of health advisor. It was a health advisor. Had told the U.S. to stop panicking and being hysterical about the coronavirus. He's right and he's wrong. On one end, yeah, we don't need to be hysterical, okay? I mean, you should never be hysterical in any epidemic because you need to think clearly. And from what we're hearing stories of racism and bias and you know, now with the Asian population, everybody needs to kind of take a step back, right? Take a deep breath and assess the situation. However, we also, though, do have to take this coronavirus very, very seriously. Apparently, what we found out today is when SARS, which affected people between, I believe, November 2002 and July 2003, affected about 8,000 people. We're already there now with over 8,000 people affected by coronavirus, and that's in 1 month. They say, well, the death toll is nothing like SARS. SARS had a death toll about 774. Our death toll is 170, but again, in 1 month. So there is a chance that we are on board to possibly have an outbreak even worse than the SARS outbreak from 2002-2003. And so we don't want people hysterical. We don't want people panicking. But we do need people to take this seriously. So how do we isolate ourselves in America? How do we protect getting the virus, bringing the virus here from Wuhan, China, without being biased, without profiling, without discriminating, without being politically incorrect? You know, we talk about in medicine how a lot of times it's very unfortunate where, you know, some people get offended a lot in medicine because we have a tough time trying to be politically correct. So, for example, you know, if somebody identifies as male, we still in the chart need to put how they were born and if they still have their ovaries, because we're still responsible if they have an ovarian cancer. We'll use whatever pronoun, you know, we obviously respect, you know, admire what you're doing, but we can't make a medical chart that is completely devoid of any of your female origins, because if you have ovaries, we're still responsible for them. And a patient of mine 2 days ago was a little upset with their doctor, because they asked if the doctor asked if they were Chinese or from China. And they found that very, very, you know, intrusive. Okay? They were Asian and they weren't from China, but they found that to be very off color. And the reason why is I just got back from a conference and we were told that if somebody has flu-like symptoms, we need to ask if they came from China. We need to ask if there was recent travel or recent exposure to somebody from certain provinces in China. So, you know, medical doctors and medical personnel seem to kind of fail in that because we have a job to do. And, you know, if you have flu-like symptoms, how do we know if you have flu or you have coronavirus? That being said, there's a lot of BS that's going on right now where, you know, we hear like ASU, a lot of students are feeling a lot of heat because this one Arizona case, we don't even know if the Arizona case was a student or faculty member of ASU, but apparently there's been petitions to cancel classes, and people of Asian descent are feeling like they're looked at differently. You know, one describes being kind of looked at twice, and, you know, somebody, you know, they're just walking down campus, somebody's kind of look at them like, are they coughing, are they, and it's kind of uncomfortable. There's apparently memes and things like that online, you know, I'm not going to say some of them because they're very inappropriate, but there are inappropriate things going online alluding to, you know, a person of Asian descent and the flu. So why I bring this up is we could be as progressive as we want to be. We could, you know, watch everything we have to say. We could raise our kids right and all that. When people panic, they lose their decorum. They lose their common sense. And it starts to go out the window. I am very, very nervous about coronavirus coming to the United States because we do have a lot of sick and elderly and people who are weak. It doesn't seem to be hurting the healthier type of people, but those that have weakened immune systems, this could be very serious. It can be very serious. But I'm just as worried about how people are going to approach the Asian population if we already at this level see this stupid that's going around right now where people are, you know, kind of like wanting to avoid them or, you know, wanting to cleanse, you know, I don't know, making these comments online and these, you know, apparently they have this one video of an Asian lady eating her soup. And somebody's trying to say, well, it's because, you know, she's eating snake or animals, and that's kind of how we got coronavirus. We still don't even know if coronavirus really came from the bats or the snakes. There's been rumors that this came from a lab. So if people aren't educated on what's going on, they're going to panic. And when people panic, they unfortunately do stupid. And we might think that we've erased a lot of bad behavior in this country, and I'm glad we have. I'm excited about that. But for anybody, and we discussed this earlier, thinks anti-Semitism is gone, anti-Asian sentiment, anti-Muslim sentiment, anti-Catholic, anti-woman, anti-man sentiment is gone, it's not. All right, it might be smoldering, and then all of a sudden people panic about some sort of outbreak or something, and then it all comes to a head. So, you know, right now, no, we don't need to panic, but we do need to kind of watch things. Vaccine is still many months away from trial. We're going as fast as we can. 1-877-DOCTOR.
Hey, guys. Dr. Dahlia here. We love our drivers out there, and many of you are in need of renewing your CDL. Well, if you're in Southern Nevada, we've got the place for you. Your DOT physical can be done by calling 702-562-8800 and mention this ad. You'll get a discount. Easy, convenient hours to get you back on the road. So for your CDL DOT physical, call 702-562-8800 and drive safe. Hey, guys, gals. Dr. Dahlia here. How many of you have just become single and it's been years since you've dated? Well, you need to be careful out there as there's a lot of pitfalls and scams. But there's also true love. So I recommend reading our Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. We'll give you the scoop on scammers, STDs, and what makes the best first date. Go to my website at drdahlia.com and click on the Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. That's drdahlia.com.
I'm here with Scott Useum, founder of OMG Tax. Tell us how your company helps our listeners out there who have a problem with the IRS.
My team of lawyers, enrolled agents, and licensed tax experts remove wage garnishments sometimes in the same day. We even have reduced the total debt some of our clients were required to pay through what is known as an offer in compromise.
Can you give us an example of somebody you help?
Oh, can I ever? We have taken a $500,000 liability with the IRS. Guess what? The client didn't pay a dime through the representation known as non-collectible status with the government.
If you owe the IRS more than $10,000 and you want to see if it's possible to pay a lot less, call OMG Tax right now for a free tax-saving consultation.
Call 800-486-8112. 800-486-8112. 800-486-8112. That's 800-486-8112.
I'm Ben Utek. I played high school, college, and pro football, helping my team win the 2006 championship. It was an amazing day, but it can't compare to the joy I feel every day with my loving wife and three beautiful daughters. My football career ended after I suffered my fifth concussion. Did you know that over a million athletes suffer a concussion each year? That includes boys and girls, every age, every type and level of sport. It isn't always clear that a player has had a concussion, so parents, athletes, and coaches need to learn about concussion signs and symptoms. The American Academy of Neurology recommends athletes thought to have a concussion be immediately removed from play and not returned until assessed by a healthcare professional trained in concussion. This isn't just about sports. It's about your brain. When in doubt, sit it out. Learn more at aan.com/concussion. That's aan.com/concussion. A message from the American Academy of Neurology.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with Reputation Defender. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with Reputation Defender. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771. For your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with Reputation Defender. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771.
All right, guys, we are back on Dr. Dolly's show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, 1-877-DOCDALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communication Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Daniel, who's working the dials. Love you, Daniel. And big thanks to you all for tuning in. We really do appreciate it. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. All right, so we got some breaking news on coronavirus. So I apologize. I have some mic issues here. Okay, so the first person-to-person transmission of coronavirus has apparently happened in Chicago, as a Chicago man is infected after his wife traveled from China. Now, this isn't technically the first person-to-person transmission that we know of. I think that happened in Germany a couple days ago. But it's obviously a huge concern, because if we have the Wuhan novel, they say novel meaning new coronavirus here in the United States, somebody picks it up, we can now spread it to somebody else. If we kind of go back to Zika, the reason why Zika caused such a panic is because Zika was a mosquito vector illness. And people were saying, well, look, you know, I'm not going down to Brazil, I'm not going down to, you know, South America or Cuba or whatever. So if I don't get bit by a mosquito, I'm okay. And then they found out that, well, yeah, you could transmit Zika through sex, or a mosquito could land on an infected person, then land on you when you're not infected. And so Zika scared the heck out of everybody because people want to know whenever there's something catastrophic as an illness or whatever, what can they do? People want instructions on what they could do so then they could then hopefully avoid it. And with this coronavirus, it's a little tricky because, you know, we do everything we're supposed to try to avoid the flu, right? Let's look at flu. Flu is deadlier than this coronavirus. Scares the hell out of everybody. We tell you to get your flu shot. We tell you to wash your hands. We tell you to avoid people who are sick. We tell you not to spray, you know, say it, not spray it. Avoid work, going to work if you're sick, or tell somebody who is sick to leave if they're at work. And you still get sick. You still get a cold. You still get a flu. So, you know, while I get interviewed, you know, by multiple news agencies and I talk about how to, you know, what you could do to try to protect. But again, it's not 100%, you know, I mean, now many people say, oh, I wash my hands all the time. No, you probably wash your hands, you know, poorly. You probably wash your hands, you know, like a quick like this and be done. Do you really get into the webs of the fingers? Do you get under the nails? No. You know, so a lot of us do not wash our hands well. A lot of us do touch our faces, you know, by nails, things like that. My nails are always in my mouth. And so if I touch something that has, you know, a virus, yes, I'm going to get it in to my body. So even though many of you think you do the right stuff, you might not be. OK, but this is breaking news where it's the first case of person to person spread of the virus in the U.S. The man's wife is in her 60s. She became the second person in the U.S. So if you remember, last week, it was somebody in Washington who was the first person to have been found to have it. Then the second person was in Illinois. Then we had one in Arizona, and then two in California. So I don't know of any other cases. But what we are seeing with this coronavirus is we are now surpassing the number of cases of people affected than we had with SARS in 2002 to 2003, like we just spoke about the last segment. SARS affected over 8,000 people between, I believe, November 2002 and July of 2003, killing about 774 people. We are at 170 people who have died so far, but over 8,200, they're saying, who have been cases of coronavirus. Not that the 8,200 are going to die, but that have been affected by coronavirus. But that's in 1 month. So people are a little panicked. In fact, Ezekiel Emanuel, ex-health advisor to Obama, said everybody needs to calm down, not panic. But this is scary. People are scared. You know, I was asked on Facebook, does the flu shot help protect this? Great question. Unfortunately, no, because the flu virus was designed to stop the flu. We have a live attenuated. I apologize, my nose is running. Oh, my gosh. Yeah, I got a little cold. Don't be starting to make those comments. There's a lot of, you know, stupid memes and things like that going on now, you know, when people sneeze or, you know, they say coronavirus, you know, is a corona beer and Lyme disease. Use limes to conquer the coronavirus. Let's not go there, okay? Those things aren't even funny anymore. This is some serious stuff. But where I was going with this originally was, the coronavirus is a different type of virus from flu. So what we have for flu, in terms of like Tamiflu, in terms of flu vaccine, doesn't apply. It's a different shape. It's a different virus. They are working on the vaccine. Apparently, they think they're going to be ready for phase one trials, being able to start testing it, but still not for months. But they're working on it pretty quickly. But this case here of this man's wife who's in her 60s is the second American on soil, apparently has tested positive for the virus. And she is isolated. Of course, she's kind of isolated in a suburban Chicago hospital. But it shows that there is person-to-person transfer. With person-to-person transfer, this makes this virus a lot more scary, even more scarier than Zika. With Zika, if you lived in a non-mosquito area and hopefully didn't have sex with somebody with Zika, or you weren't a fetus, you know, you have a place to go to be safe, pretty much. With this, if it's airborne, it's pretty scary. So, what about the panic? What about the hysteria? I agree with Ezekiel Emanuel. We don't need to panic. We don't need to be hysterical, but we better take this stuff seriously. We were just speaking in the previous segment about xenophobia that's unfortunately starting to rise. ASU, there's been a petition of people students wanting to cancel classes. And many Asian students on the campus are kind of feeling a lot of heat and, some disrespect because people are looking at them funny and looking at them different. And, you know, unfortunately, with paranoia and scare, like we just spoke about, all the progress we've made with racism and being biased and discrimination starts to unfortunately fly when people get scared. And when people get scared, they'll, you know, do stupid. They'll assume somebody, you know, has a virus or, you know, can make them sick, even though they might have never even been to Wuhan, China, right? Or they may not even be of Chinese descent. So we need to be really, really careful about our approach. On the other end, doctors are getting criticized for some of their lack of cultural sensitivity when they've been asking if you've traveled to China. Now, this is something that we've discussed multiple times on this show, where political correctness sometimes doesn't isn't always at 100% when it comes to taking a medical history, because our job as doctors is to, one, diagnose, two, treat, three, stop spread of illness. So we are being asked in the medical community to ask about your travel history, just like we were supposed to with Ebola, you know, back in 2015 or 2016, in that hospital in Dallas, Texas, somebody had came in, was treated for flu. This was Thomas Duncan, sent home. Nobody asked if he had recently been traveled from West Africa. And if they had, they might have then hopefully thought of Ebola. And unfortunately, he possibly, you know, exposed other people, came back, died. And so we are being told with coronavirus, just don't even hesitate. Ask if they've been to China, if they've traveled from Wuhan, China, have been exposed to anybody who recently from China. For China, just like as we talked about with the transgender community, we have to ask if you still have your ovaries. We have to ask if you still have your testicles. We have to ask what your at birth gender was, and if you still have those organs. So, you know, I understand that, you know, it's going to be a while before we could, you know, be as culturally sensitive as we need to be in the medical realm, and we're working on that, and we're teaching students. But when it comes to something like this, we unfortunately there hasn't been any time for that kind of training. We're going to ask if you travel to China. That's, you know, and you know, that should be a very, you know, simple statement, and that should be the end of that, okay? But it's tough because we're starting to see a lot of unfortunate panic, concern, and people they're scared. And when they're scared, stupid can come out. You know, this virus is something that I don't think we've ever seen. And another report came out that it came from a bat. Whether it came from a bat or whether it came from a snake, people want to know why. People want to know how, where this came from. We still have those rumors that it came from a local lab. If that's true, I really want somebody to tell us, because that will allow us to approach our vaccine a lot differently. That also means that it's there in a lab in Wuhan, and we could study it, and we could maybe accelerate the vaccine. I know there's going to be possible cover-ups, and there's going to be misinformation and conspiracy theories, and there's going to be a whole bunch of stupid stuff, unfortunately, out there. And I beg and encourage is that we get the actual truth, because we do need to plan for this. I don't know how bad this is going to be. It could be bad. We don't need to panic. You know, we need to be thinking clearly. But, you know, we need to make a vaccine. We need to come up with an antiviral that could possibly help. We need to identify at-risk individuals and get them care. And, you know, we need to give people something to do. If people are told, well, there's nothing out there to help you if you get this, they're going to panic. And then, unfortunately, they're going to take matters into their own hands. We need to have more specific guidelines. We just don't have it yet because it's too new. 1-877-DOCTOR-DOLLY, don't go away.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise at GCNLive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise at GCNLive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
The Iowa Democratic Party says they plan to release a majority of the caucus results at 5 o'clock Eastern Time today. The Iowa Democratic Party says the underlying data collected through the app was sound, but only partial data was reported. That was due to a coding issue in the recording system. There's a lot of talk about this potentially being the last time Iowa will hold the first-in-the-nation caucuses. However, Iowa Republican Senator Chuck Grassley says not so fast.
I would say as long as Iowa stick together in a bipartisan way, that 2024 we will be having the first-in-the-nation caucuses.
A winter storm bringing snow and ice from the southern plains to the northeast is expected to make travel treacherous for the next few days, and President Trump delivering the State of the Union address on Tuesday night. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
Have you written a book and want to get it published? Then call Page Publishing at 800-605-6995 immediately. That's 800-605-6995. Page Publishing is looking for authors of all types of books. And unlike most publishers, Page Publishing will take the time to review each and every book submitted to them and give you their feedback. If they like what they read, they'll get your book into bookstores and for sale online at Amazon, the Apple iTunes Store, Barnes & Noble, and other outlets. They handle everything. Editing, cover design, copyright protection, printing, publicity, and distribution. So if you've written a novel, children's book, cookbook, inspirational work, poetry, or a biography and want to get it published, then you need to call Page Publishing and do it immediately. Call 800-605-6995 now for your free author submission kit. Again, for your free author submission kit, call 800-605-6995. That's 800-605-6995. Your road to fame and fortune could very well start with this simple phone call. Call Page Publishing at 800-605-6995 for your free author submission kit.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with Reputation Defender. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with Reputation Defender. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771. For your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with Reputation Defender. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771.
Maybe, maybe you'll swim back to me when I tell you you're just so pretty.
All right, we are back at the Dr. Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, 1-877-DOCDALI. This is scary. They say a pair of people who went to a movie in Nebraska have been hospitalized because they ingested cleaning fluid that had been accidentally mixed into their drinks. The two women had gone to see a movie at the Alamo Drafthouse Cinema in La Vista on Tuesday. They ordered cocktails, and they wanted to see Ford versus Ferrari. Great movie, by the way. You got to see Ford versus Ferrari. Any of you that ever worked for a corporation, you just totally are like, yeah, I get that, man. Yeah, I'll almost go through PTSD. But upon trying the drinks, one of the women identified as Sarah Baker said she could feel her lips burning. Soon began to feel the skin on her lips peeling off. She got up and went to a restroom where both she and her friend began to vomit. Ms. Baker further claimed that the cleaning solution was being stored in a repurposed alcohol bottle, according to KETV. Bob Laustein, the chief of police for the La Vista Police Department, confirmed to Fox News that the cleaning solution was being stored in a pomegranate liqueur bottle. He also identified the cleaning solution as a beer line cleaner used to sanitize beer kegs and tap connections. Police asked that a server at the theater also tasted the drinks. They added that a server tasted the drinks. Not that they asked them to. Apologize. Police added that a server at the theater also tasted drinks, and she too began feeling burning in her esophagus and difficulty breathing, just like the two people went to the movie. Both the women were later taken to a nearby hospital. So the Alamo Draft House has since confirmed that the women were mistakenly served cleaning solution, and the bartender responsible has been fired. Yeah, they now serve alcohol at these movies. It's, you know what, where there's money to be made, people, I know, it's amazing how there are certain things where you would say, oh, that will never happen. You just don't do it like that. Just like with medicine. You're not supposed to do medicine without you examining the patient and being there in the room. That there's telemedicine. You know, things change. Just like, oh, you're not supposed to get into a car with a stranger. We have Uber. So where there's an industry and where there's money to be made, we will find a way. And so in movie theaters, for some reason, I don't know why, there was a rule for years that you can't have alcohol. Maybe it just, you know, movies can't get a liquor license. Maybe they were worried about kids. And finally, in the last couple of years, some of these movie theaters are like, to heck with that, we're going to serve alcohol. And you can now buy beer and, yeah. So, you know why I think, real quickly here, you know why I think? Okay, when you're at a bar, you are responsible, when you own a bar, for any underage drinking. You're not allowed to serve. But I believe you also have to make sure that there is no consumption on your property. So let's say I get a cocktail, and my kids are like, oh, Mommy, that strawberry daiquiri looks good. I'm like, I can't give it to you because, you know, it's public. You can, you know, yeah. And my kids really never, they aren't really into alcohol. They never really like the taste, you know. They're not, yeah, so I'm really lucky in that respect. But you're out in an open area. A bartender could say, nope, your kid can't be drinking that. But in a movie theater, it's dark. So if a parent wanted to smuggle his kid a beer or whatever, they could do that. And so I'm wondering if that's why there was such an embargo on being able to do that, such a restriction. And then now they're like, well, you know, as long as you're, you know, not selling it to a minor, it's fine. That's my guess. So luckily the women survived. They're fine. They were treated and released in the hospital. They say our report has been sent to the Nebraska Liquor Control Commission and the Nebraska State Patrol for further investigation. So, you know, it's interesting. You know, the approach that people have to repurpose things, that's a word that became very, very popular the last couple of years, to repurpose, kind of like to substitute or to use something else. People will be very creative and use bottles of something to put something else in there. And I see people do that with prescription bottles. They'll put other medicines in prescription bottles so they can still get across customs or whatever. And then somebody reads the label, thinks that medicine is in there, and they get hurt. Some real bad things happen from repurposing, you know, like using duct tape to lift your breasts, right? Rather than using something designed to help lift the breasts. You know, this idea of repurposing is scary stuff. But the guy probably thought, or whoever did this, the bartender, probably thought that since pomegranate liqueur is red, that if this was a clear solution, everybody would know that it wasn't pomegranate. Well, you have a novice person that grabs something, and I don't know. And a lot of people don't pay attention. You know, we talk about how many of us will drive home. We won't, our minds will be daydreaming on something. We make it home, but we weren't actively thinking about driving. Same thing that could happen in a bar situation, etc. But, you know, whenever we tell you a story that's frightening, you're like, well, how do I protect myself against it? You have to kind of be a pain in the butt. The pains in the butts are the ones that are very successful in not getting poisoned or medicine mismatch. I mean, you have to actually literally ask and go, what are you doing? What are you mixing? You know, let me see it. How can I, you know, show me what you're doing. That's probably the only thing you can really, really do in this scenario. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. More than 2,000 pounds of ground beef have been recalled over plastic contamination concerns. A Chicago-based company is recalling 2,000 pounds of raw ground beef because some plastic got in there. In a notice posted to the U.S. Department of Agriculture's Food Safety and Inspection Services, officials said Amity Packing Company is recalling 2,020 pounds of beef. That's a lot of beef. Because a clear, thin, pliable plastic was found in the product. The recall was sparked after two consumers found plastic in the raw beef. So this meat had been shipped to Illinois, Indiana, Kentucky, Michigan, New Jersey, New York, Ohio, Pennsylvania, Wisconsin, according to the Food Safety and Inspection Service. No adverse reactions have been affected, but if you have something that has a Best Buy date of tomorrow, and they're like 1 pound vacuum package looking meat, lot code 0060 or case code 11402, you need to probably get rid of that. And, again, how many of you inspect your food? You know, I bought a hamburger. I was hungry yesterday, so I went through Jack in the Box and I got a Jack in the Box burger. Again, I'm driving. My eyes are on the road. It was a good burger. There's no plastic in it. I just, you know, ate it. I don't examine my food. You need to examine your food. Not really sure what the heck is going on there. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Back in coronavirus news, Australian scientists have grown a copy of coronavirus in the lab. They were able to successfully reproduce coronavirus. Researchers from the Peter Doherty Research Institute for Infection and Immunity in Melbourne will share their discovery with the World Health Organization in hopes that that can be used for a treatment or a vaccine. The Doherty Institute's Virus Identification Laboratory head, Dr. Julian Drews, said having the real virus could be used as a control material for testing while describing it as a game changer. So they grew a copy of the lab of the virus from an infected patient from a sample they got last Friday. The lab-grown recreation is expected to be involved in an early diagnosis test that could detect the coronavirus in people who have yet to display symptoms. So what we want to do is we want to catch the husband or wife or family member first before they, you know, to see if they were exposed. Because the virus can spread before people are sick with this two-week incubation period, we need to find out if you're sick before you do. If you are high risk in terms of having traveled from Wuhan, China, or been exposed to somebody. So this antibody test, which is what they're going to perform, will enable us to retrospectively test suspected patients so we can gather a more accurate picture of how widespread the virus is. So China now has currently cut off access to Wuhan, which is the epicenter of the virus. 16 other cities in Hubei province is preventing people from leaving or spreading. I believe Russia has even started to close their border. 1-877-DOC-DALI, don't go away.
This is George Dory from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We support the amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products help your body perform and look better. Shop Jeunesse at GCNLife.com or call 1-844-443-6637. GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
Hey guys, gals. Dr. Dahlia here. How many of you have just become single and it's been years since you've dated? Well, you need to be careful out there as there's a lot of pitfalls and scams. But there's also true love. So I recommend reading our Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. We'll give you the scoop on scammers, STDs, and what makes the best first date. Go to my website at drdahlia.com and click on the Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. That's drdahlia.com. Hey guys, Dr. Dahlia here. We love our drivers out there, and many of you are in need of renewing your CDL. Well, if you're in Southern Nevada, we've got the place for you. Your DOT physical can be done by calling 702-562-8800 and mention this ad. You'll get a discount. Easy, convenient hours to get you back on the road. So for your CDL DOT physical, call 702-562-8800 and drive safely.
If you have diabetes and you're on Medicare, Medicaid, or have private insurance, you may qualify for a new continuous glucose monitor. Managing your diabetes is crucial to your health. The new CGM can automatically and easily help you manage your diabetes more effectively. And by using a CGM, you can eliminate the one thing most people with diabetes dislike the most, finger sticks. Now you can automatically manage your diabetes and end the painful finger sticks. Solara Medical Supplies makes it simple for you to have a new CGM. We'll do all the insurance paperwork for you and deliver the newest in diabetic care technology right to your door. Take charge of your diabetes today with the help of a new continuous glucose monitor. Call now to learn more.
800-547-5331. 800-547-5331. 800-547-5331. That's 800-547-5331.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with Reputation Defender. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with Reputation Defender. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771. For your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with Reputation Defender. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771.
Hey, everyone, Proactive MD has an incredible offer for our radio listeners only. Stay tuned for our exclusive offer that includes a free charcoal pore cleansing brush and free shipping. Proactive MD with prescription strength adapalene can heal and prevent future breakouts. Today, for just $19.95, we're offering listeners the three-piece Proactive MD system with free shipping, plus a free gift, the new charcoal pore cleansing brush. Get this exclusive offer by calling now, 1-800-583-8662, or go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio. You heard right. Proactive MD plus free shipping and a free gift. The new charcoal pore cleansing brush. You'll get all this for just $19.95 and their 60-day money-back guarantee. You're guaranteed to get clear and stay clear, or you get your money back. Call now. 1-800-583-8662. That's 1-800-583-8662. Or go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio. Again, go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio.
She's a liar. She's a liar.
All right, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DAHLIA, 1-877-DOC-DALI. So U.S. authorities have discovered the longest smuggling tunnel ever found along the southwest border. The tunnel originates from Tijuana, Mexico, near the Otay Mesa port of entry, and extends a total of 4,300 feet long, more than three-quarters of a mile. The next longest tunnel in the U.S. was discovered in San Diego in 2014, which was 2,900 feet long. So according to Cardell Morant, acting special agent in charge of Homeland Security Investigations in San Diego, said while subterranean tunnels are not a new occurrence along the California-Mexico border, the sophistication and length of this particular tunnel demonstrates the time-consuming efforts transnational criminal organizations will undertake to facilitate cross-border smuggling. When you look at this thing, it is, wow. I mean, I don't know how many years it took to do this. The tunnel features a complex cart and rail system, forced air ventilation, high-voltage electric cables and panels, an elevator at the tunnel entrance, and a complex drainage system. I mean, I'm looking at pipes, I'm looking at lighting, it's crazy. No arrests or seizures have been made at this point, because all they did was discover the tunnel. They don't know exactly who did it. The investigation continues, they say, according to Deputy Chief Patrol Agent Aaron Heidke. And I'm confident that our hard work and dedication to uphold the law will lead to future arrests and seizures. That you see, like, tracks. You see, you know, the wall is, it's probably about maybe 8 feet in height. Yeah, about 6 to 8 feet in height. Oh, there we go. The tunnel's around 5.5 feet tall, 2 feet wide, 4,300 feet long, averages 70 feet deep with the ventilation system, electricity, and rail system, so it can move large packs of drugs. So an offshoot of the main tunnel was discovered at around 3,500 feet into the U.S. It traveled several feet and came to an end without breaching the surface. It led agents back to the main tunnel where they discovered several hundred sandbags blocking the suspected former exit of the tunnel. So they said as efforts to strengthen security on our southern border increase, Mexican drug cartels are forced underground to smuggle their drugs into the U.S. The sophistication of the tunnel demonstrates the determination and monetary resources of the cartels. This is a, I mean, I remember trying to dig like a tunnel. Remember we wanted to dig to China as kids? So we thought that we could just dig and dig and dig, and then it would fill back up with dirt. And, you know, we kind of stopped after about a foot. You know, we're like, Mom, look. And then Mom would be like, what are you doing digging holes in my yard? And then you get in trouble and you get a whooping, and then it would all be over. So, wow, scary stuff. But, I mean, it shows that, you know, we really have to have, you know, security. And, if we don't know what we're looking for, we're not going to look for it. And so we have to expect that this kind of stuff is there. But pretty sophisticated. I mean, the drugs are getting here somehow. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. So we're going to talk about this more later in the week. But Medicaid spending has been an issue because when we expanded Medicaid during the recession and with Obamacare, it should have had a sunset. You know, but that really wasn't very popular at the time, so they said, we're just going to expand Medicaid. Well, it was assumed that, okay, well then when the economy got better and people got jobs, we wouldn't have to go back on Medicaid. Although maybe the sunset wasn't there because people knew that Obamacare would kill the insurance industry. So President Donald Trump, because we have more and more people, I think 2 years ago, we had 72 million people on Medicaid. It kept rising. That's more than the population of England on Medicaid. Kept rising. You know, it's not staving off. President Donald Trump wants to roll back Medicaid with a new plan that would cap spending for the government program. The Centers for Medicare and Medicaid Services announced that they would accept applications from states that want to set up a Medicaid block grant. This has been a goal where rather than just here, we'll just keep the faucet running. There's a specific amount of money, and then the states decide how to use it. Medicaid is supposed to be in the control of the states, which we like. You know, we want more state control. The problem is, you know, well, you know, if there's waste, states have to be very diligent to stop that. So, Medicaid's days of an open-ended entitlement is now going to have more limits. Medicaid will no longer pay, I guess, they say spending would be limited in states that got a waiver from the federal government, but they can impose cuts to benefits. Now, this is kind of this is by Vox, so it's not delineating out the block grant program, which we are going to obtain later this week and break it down for you. So we need to kind of, you know, be wary of, you know, who's kind of presenting this. But Medicaid is a very, very useful health care program that we could use for people in poverty. It will cover kids who don't have insurance, so no kids should lack coverage. All kids should be able to get on Medicaid. And so it's a fantastic program. Unfortunately, you have people on it that don't need to be. And if my feeling on this is if Trump wants the states to be more diligent about making sure there's no Medicaid waste, then asking them to do it doesn't seem to work. So there has to be other measures in place. And so this is unfortunately, this is an example of, well, if you're not going to listen to us and you're not going to, you know, make sure we're, you know, the, we're just not a running faucet, you're going to have more, you're going to have more responsibility. So the block grants, like work requirements, may be a way to slowly roll back the Medicaid expansion. It will benefit people newly eligible under health care law, people, you know, in poverty, etc. But Trump said he's not going to cut Medicaid. So Trump has to be very, very careful because he doesn't want to be the one to stop Medicaid. But Medicaid right now is an open-ended entitlement program. Depending on how many people are eligible in a given year and how many medical services they require, states receive as much federal funding as it takes to cover 50 to 75% of the cost of these traditional Medicaid populations. Federal government will contribute 90% of the cost. But under block grant, states are going to get a fixed amount every year. Feds will make sure they cover the expansion population. But the states are going to, and they'll cover for inflation and all that, but states are going to have to either make up the shortfalls or administer the program more efficiently. So block grants allow the government to, in a way, cut back without cutting back. They're giving money. But now it's not like, okay, oh, you know what? Oh, my, we had to spend this much. Okay, give us more money. They have to run their Medicaid programs like, you know, like, I don't want to say a business, but you have to have a balance sheet. You have to look at how Medicaid is being spent. If states want control of Medicaid and they want money from the government, they need to, you know, have a process in place where they're making sure that there isn't fraud, there isn't abuse, you know. Again, this is why I would suggest free clinics to be set up around town. I think that'll help save Medicaid money. You have a lot of people who will volunteer. There's a lot of companies that will donate an MRI, donate an X-ray, pharmaceutical companies donate medications. So, you know, we'll see what happens with this. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, don't go away.
I'm here with Scott Youseum, founder of OMG Tax. Tell us how your company helps our listeners out there who have a problem with the IRS.
My team of lawyers, enrolled agents, and licensed tax experts remove wage garnishments sometimes in the same day. We even have reduced the total debt some of our clients were required to pay through what is known as an offer in compromise.
Can you give us an example of somebody you help?
Oh, can I ever? We have taken a $500,000 liability with the IRS. Guess what? The client didn't pay a dime through the representation known as non-collectible status with the government.
If you owe the IRS more than $10,000 and you want to see if it's possible to pay a lot less, call OMG Tax right now for a free tax-saving consultation.
Call 800-486-8112. 800-486-8112. 800-486-8112. That's 800-486-8112.
Let me ask you something. What are you doing when you put money in a 401k or IRA, or store jumper cables in your vehicle, or purchase health insurance? You're preparing. You're preparing to ensure you have enough money for retirement. You're preparing for when your car battery dies, or to have assistance paying a major unexpected medical bill. That all makes sense. The same goes for building a food storage plan. You're preparing for when emergencies or disasters strike and shelves go empty at your grocery store. The best way to prepare is with My Patriot Supply. They've helped a million hardworking Americans become more self-sufficient. My Patriot Supply sells hundreds of items, including dozens of emergency food kits, at MyPatriotSupply.com. It could be an earthquake, a cyber attack freezing our banking system, or a disaster that shuts down our power grid for weeks. For all these emergencies and more, get your supplies and prepare today at MyPatriotSupply.com. No more rushing to find empty store shelves because you're too late. Do it now so you're ready. MyPatriotSupply.com.